Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Tezvav. Nida Tezvav. Hopefully there should be a daf Be'in shir up, if not now, later. But shir given last night on Nida daraisa, Nida darabanan. Feel free to listen. But now we are on Yud Dalet Amid Beis by the two dots. The Mishnah had said that if a woman or a man check right after the Maisa Bia, so then that could create a chiyuv of a carbon chatas. If she was a Nida b'shasa Maisa Bia, that is a chiyuv karis if done b'mezid, chiyuv chatas if done b'shogeg. Right, one of the creases listed in creases daf beis, as we discussed. That's if she checks right away. So says the Gemara. What does it mean? One more line. And if she didn't check right away, then she's putter, because then it's not a vadai, and you're only chayiv a carbon chatas if it is a vadai. So our Mishnah had said putter. So says the Gemara. Nimsal shalal lachar zman. If it's found afterwards, she's putter. Tana v'chayavin ba'ashem talui. But she is chayiv, or they are chayiv in an ashem talui, which is brought whenever there is a safek chiyuv chatas. So you bring an ashem talui. So here too, if it's found right away, what's called oso yom, so then one of their chayiv a chatas. But if it is found later, then they're chayiv an ashem talui. That is what the Brisa says. Our Mishnah left that out. Our Mishnah just says putter. What's the difference? V'tana didan my time. Why does our Mishnah give the impression that you're putter totally? You're not even chayav an ashem talui. Be'inan chaticha mishtei chatichos. Oh, this was a huge sugya Maseches Krisos. What was called ikva isura. There are certain tanan that hold that one is not chayav an ashem talui unless the iser has been established. It's not just stam esafek. I have a piece of meat. I'm not sure if it's kosher or not, and I ate it. So my chayav an ashem talui. That's a machlokas. According to the Manda Amar, ikvi isura. That is not chayav an ashem talui because maybe there's no iser here at all. There has to be a certain level, a certain standard that has already been reached for you to have violated. And that standard is ikva isura. So here, in our case, there wasn't ikva isura. So right, there's either it happened or it didn't happen. Either she was an either or she was not an either. So that's why you wouldn't be chayav anashim tali according to our Mishnah. The other opinion says no, that there is no chiyav. The other example of ikva isura is if there are two women, and one of them is also to you, and one of them is both to you, and you're not sure which one was with. So again, that's also ikva yisura, because there is an isser that is established there. Stop for a minute. The Shev Shmaitza says in Shmaitza Gimel, at his third Sheva Brachas, in Oz Tezayin, the Shmaitza says that this Gemara is a raya that you don't go after chazaka dehashta, even if there is no chazaka demeikara. Why? Because what's the chazaka dehashta? She's a nida. She sees. So her chazaka demeikara of cheskes tara no longer exists because she is a nida, and yet she doesn't bring a chatas here. She only brings an ashram tali. You don't assume that the chazaka dehashta is this is the way it was. Says the Shmaitza at the end of Perek Tezayin in Shar Gimel, v'yish makam iyan l'fim asher kasavna b'shitas Rashi, according to what we said in the name of Rashi, deheikcha deleka cheskas kama azlinan basar hashta, as we spoke about the first couple of blad of this mesechta. Remember all the different types of chazakos. But says the Shev Shmaitza, there is a Rashi that says that if the chazaka de meikara does not exist anymore and you cannot follow it, you follow chazaka de hashta. So kasha b'hadetzan perek beis denida quotes our Mishnah and our Gemara, v'hasam al karchach b'chdei shir hazel leka chazaka kama. Dim haya chazaka lo haya mashem talui. V'kiva de isra chazaka kamaisa b'chdei hayshira. Since there is no longer a chazaka kamaisa, because after all, she is now a nida, imkein l'chayvi karben vadai, d'nezo basar hashta, kamosh gabi bogeres l'faneinu, v'tzarech iyun. Says the Shmaitza, he thinks that this case would be called a case of no more chazaka de meikara, yes chazaka de hashta, and yet you don't follow the chazaka de hashta. So that's why you leave Sarach Ian those days that you should follow chazaka de hashta. The way to get out of this, the Achronim of Shimon Shkap and Shar Yoshar, Perek Beis, Shar Beis, Perek Dalet says, no, wait a minute. There's no chazaka de meikara here. At all? The woman has a cheskas tara, no longer exists at all? He says, this isn't a good example. He says, so quotes the Shmaitza, and then he says, "V'hine bepashas yeshlomar de gam b'kiya gavne ika ksas chazaka demeikara." Why has it totally disappeared? Raklo alima lahachria neger chazaka dahashta v'avisafik shakol u'mishamachi chayavin ba'asham. He says, they can't say that. The Chazak of the Mekar didn't disappear, her Cheskas Tara, or he says it in another way. Be'emes ner linias dayt di yesh lomar, de b'yay gavna lob shayach klal inyin Chazak of the Hashta. Either he says, there is a little bit of Chazak of the Mekar left over, or maybe this isn't a normal Chazak of the Hashta. Tihine zevadai, the Chazak of the Hashta lo adif me Chazak of the Mekar. V'kvar kasabnu la'el, the klalas inyin Chazak of the Afina Mikra, hu rak linyin hara'a. Oh, now he's getting lumdish. He says, when we say you follow a chazaka, does that mean we know with clarity? It's what we call birur. We know for sure this is the case. He says, no. Maybe that's what Rov does. But what we think chazaka does, says Rav Shimon Shkup, is that it's what we call hurrah. Bezin tells you what to do. But not that we know for sure what occurred. You follow the chazaka. Rak le'in horas hanhagas ha'maisa le'hisnai galpi matzav ha'dvarim shehuchzak etzleinu. Aval inyin biru ha'maisa ein chazaka mivareres lomar sheish lona raglayim ladover tekachaya ha'maisa kifi ha'chazaka. Ulefi zeh, says Rav Shimon Shkup, again this is in Shara Chazakos, it's the second Shara Perak Dalet, vadai imaz lina bazar chazaka da hashta hu gamkin rak le'in hagas ha'maisa lasos hazmana mesubak lano. Even if you want to say that, oh, you follow chazaka da hashta, that's only legabe, that's called a hora'ah. That's not birur. And therefore, it's not going to be strong enough to be mechayev yuachatos. Because when it's an haga, that's only when there's no downside. You know what? You might as well be machmir and be noheg that this took place. That, you know what, the mikvah was chaser already, go to the mikvah again. Or treat it as tameh, so don't eat it. And wait till it gets vadai. So there are many issues of, by an haga, we could say, you know, might as well be noheg this way. But here, what was the Shef Shmaitz's issue? Be noheg this way, and therefore what? Bring a chatas? We would never say that. It's not a vadai. It's not a vada, it's chulin bazara, if it's the wrong carbon. So that is why, at most, we would say it is a suffix. Avo bedam ha-motzi al-eid shalah, shein dam ha-nimsa gorim l'tami o l'chayev osam chatas. Rak shi siba mivarera, shi raiz dam, v'in nimsa bosa yom, hi davar mivarer. But im nimsa achareze, leka ochacha, du lai achara tashvish miad rasa. And therefore, he says, you wouldn't say, even if you want to say, oh, there's no chazaka da to make kar anymore, that's not a raya against those rishonim, because in our case, for you to act, for you to give a chatas, you need a biru, not just a, what we call a hora. And therefore, there wouldn't be a raya. So again, two suggestions, similar, to answer up the Shev Shmaitza. Either there still is a little bit of chazaka da meikara, because you don't know when it ended, or this chazaka da hashta is different than other chazaka da hashtas based on the context.
Can you say that the man still has the same chazaka? And if once you say that the man has a chazaka, he can't bring a carpet, he can't bring a carpet.
If the man has his chazaka of what? If he didn't find something?
Right.
If he didn't find it, but the question is, if she found the Gemara's Mishnah's assuming that it could be that she found something even though he didn't find something. And if she found something, that could be enough.
No, but she got
La'achar zman.
But it's La'achar zman. Right. That's the whole point. So his chazaka should still apply.
Aha, but I don't know if he really has a cheskas tara. She's the one that the source is coming from. His status could cause problems. I don't know if his status could prove anything positive. If he didn't find something, fine, we're not going to get him into trouble. But if he did find something, we would. So I don't know if his chazaka, cheskas, I don't know if he really has a cheskas tara. I don't know if we would call it that. She has the cheskas tara. I'm not sure if we would call it a cheskas tara. Interesting. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Mishnah, next two dots. Says the Mishnah, and then the Gemara, next two dots. Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Go back to the Mishnah for a minute to review. The Mishnah had quoted on Amud Aleph three different time periods. Three time periods. Right away, and then the middle time period, and then later. What were the halachas? Right away we said, that's chayeves karbanos. Right? So that was oso yom, chayev chatos. And then we said, achar zman, that's suffik. That's tamein mi suffik, upiturin min akarban. Right, that's what we said. Al nimsa al shalal la'achar zman, tamei mizavei v'tur min akarban. What does achar zman mean? What's that middle time period? Enough time for her to go down from the bed and wipe herself. That's what we said. Tamei mizavei. That's time two. And then we have the achar kach, and then the third time period, meaning after the time it takes for her to go down from the bed and wipe herself. So then, mitamei eis la'eis. Then there's no karbanis involved. There's metamei thais. Then she will be metamei, like I said in the first Mishnah, in the Masechta. Then we'll go back 24 hours. We'll have that general din of any woman who has a re'iyah. We'll go back 24 hours. And there was a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva, whether we would say there's, she would be metamei as boala within 24 hours of the bia. Meaning if we find something within 24, we find it back, meaning more than the time period that it takes her to go off the bed, meaning she finds it 10 minutes later, but it's within 24 hours of the Maisa Bia. So would we be metame as bala there? That's a machlokas. Tanakama says no, and Rabbi Kiva says yes. Right, we already had this once before on daf vav earlier, I think. Right, it says on the side, lel vav and aleph, which we had on a Shabbos daf a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so says the Gemara now, talking about, again, those three time periods. First time period, Chiyuv Chatas. Second time period is Safek Tuma, right? We're Metame Mi Safek, and Pturin Mi Chata, Pturin Mi Karban. And the Brisa had said about that case, Asham Tali. That was the Machlokas between the Mishnah and the Brisa. And then the third time period, the Tanakhama says, because that's the din of finding a re'iyah, or mikiza l'pikiza, depending if you hold like the chachamim, and the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva, whether there's tumas boel. Boel nid is one of the avos hatumos, as we will talk about a little bit later today. Machlokes, whether that kicks in. Okay, so Ezer Achar Zman. So Viraminhi, we have a brisa that has a different time period for when this time, how long is time two? Right, we have time 1, 2, and 3. First period, second period, third period. So, Ezeo Achar Zman, Pisha Blazareb Sado, Kadesha Toshi Yada Takasakaro Takasakeses, Vetita Levitiv Dokbo. Enough time that she could reach under her pillow, take a batika cloth, and wipe herself, which seems to be less time. She doesn't need enough time to get off the bed and go wipe herself. No, only while she's in bed. Sounds like we would call it a more makel time, because time 2 finishes earlier. Right, it's a shorter time period. So it's a stira. The Mishnah says you have enough time to get off the bed, and the Brisa says you have enough time, to wipe. So two answers, Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Chisda, my achar, achar da achar. When our Mishnah says enough time to go down, that really is referring to period 3. Achar da achar, not achar. But the Mishnah seems pretty clear that there's a difference between 2 and 3. Nimsal shalol achars man tmei misavik b'tirvan akarpan. Ezeo achars man kadeshir b'nei mitav teich b'tariya panel. Sounds like that our Mishnah is describing period 2, not period 3. So the Gemara says, no, hachi ka'amar. Ezehu achars man kadeshir toshi yadol tachas akar alatachas akasas v'tita levitiv dogbo. That's all a chisuri mechsera. That's really time 2. Ukidei, sheter ben amita v'tadiachas paneha, enough time that would take, machlokas Rabbi Kiva v'chachamim. That's really period 3. That, right, you have to add in a bunch of words. So the Gemara says, but v'ayva ha'achar kach tani. But it still doesn't say v'achar kach, it says achar kach. So the Gemara says, hachi gamar, v'zehu achar kach shenechlu Rabbi Kiva v'chachamim. You have to play around with the words, but really, the Brisa is talking about period 2, and the Mishnah is talking about period 3. That is Rav Chisda. Rav Ashi amar, Rav Ashi says otherwise, no. Edi v'edi chad shiurahu. The same shiur. The same time period. Aid biyada kadesha teirin amita v'tidiachas paneha. If the aid is in her hand, so that it takes a certain few seconds to get off the bed and wipe herself. If the aid is not in her hand, that she has to search for it under her pillow, it takes the same amount of time had it been in her hand that she got off the bed. Ein aid biyada kadesha toshi yada l'tachas akar l'tachas akeses v'titol aid v'tiv dogbo. So it is the same exact time period. So according to Rav Chisda, kadesha teirin is the third time period, and according to Rav Ashi, Kadesh Teir is the second time period. Right, so it's a machlokas between them. What is our Mishnah talking about? Good. So Meisvei, last from a Brisa, Ezeu Achar Zman. What does Achar Zman mean? Davar Zeshal Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Tzadok Levnei Chachamim B'Usha. Rebbe Lazar asked the Chachamim this question in Usha. Usha was one of the cities up north where the Sanhedrin went after Churban Abayis. Right, first he went to Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for it to go to Yavne, Tein LeYavne V'Chachameha, and then from Vespasian, Gemara in Gittin, and then after it got a little too hot there In Yavne, they went up north, and that's where it made all the Gemara says they made the 10 stops, went to Shafram and Sipori and Usha, all the Takanas Usha described in various places, and the final stop being in Tveria. That was the final stop. That's where he mentioned the legend of the Rambam. Maybe that's why the donkey that carried the Rambam's kever, the legend, it went all the way from Egypt to Tveria. Let it stop there. Why? Because Bizmanam Tchias HaMesim, the Rambam wants to be right by the Sanhedrin, the last place the Sanhedrin was. That's the legend of why the Rambam is buried in Tveria. Okay, but anyway, we continue. The Rav Elazar asked the Chachamim in Usha, what does Acher Zman mean? The Yamar Lahem, Shema Krabi Akiva Atem Omrim, Shema Tamez Ba'ala. Why are you, he said to them, are you holding Rabbi Akiva? That Matam is Ba'ala, meaning you didn't give me any distinctions between period 2 and period 3. So that sounds like Rabbi Akiva, who says even in period 3, there would be Tumas Ba'al Nida. Right, are you holding like that, Shita? Right, that there's no difference? So Amrullah Lo Shamanu. They said, no, we just didn't hear the Shir. There is a Shir, we didn't hear Shir. Rashi Lo Shamanu et Shiura Lo Sviralan. Lo Sviralan. Amrullahem, I'll tell you. Kach Pirshacham B'Yavneh. You're telling me you don't know? It's fascinating. He says, we're in Usha, but let me tell you what I heard in Yavne. Right? We heard the Sanhedrin was earlier. Lo shasa kedei shetermen amitav adichas panea toch zman huzeh. So if you didn't have enough time, lo shasa kedei shetermen amitav adichas panea. It was within the time period that she could have gone down for the ben and wipe herself. Toch zman huzeh. That's called toch hazman. Vitamein mi safek upeturin mi karbon v'chayavin basham talui. That's period 2. If it was within the time period that she could go down from the bed and she's part of her makar, but that means chatas, but chayav anashim tali. Right, that's the Bryce's category 2. Because you're chayav anashim tali. The Bishop only argued because there was no ikve isura. But that is all period 2. But if it was after the time period that she was able to go down from the bed and cleanse herself, achers manuzeh, that is period 3. Right, that's period 3. Which we'll see, this is basically Beferis, like Rav Chisda, who says that Teren Amita is going to be period 3. As we'll see soon, but first we finish up the what he heard from Yavne. V'chein, kishashasa me'isleis, umi pekita lebekita. Also, if she checked herself and he found herself tamei within me'isleis, or mi pekita lebekita, bo'ala matamei mishem maga, ve'ina matamei mishem bo'el. This is the Shita of the Chachamim. In period 3, there would be Tumas Maga, as we know, Me'es L'Es, creates Tumas Maga, but it does not create Tumas Boel. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Apatam Yishem Boel. Rabbi Akiva says there's Tumas Boel Nida in period 3, as long as it's within 24 hours of the Maisabia. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, says, Omer, so you know when this period took place. It was right after the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai lived then. Right, they went to Yavne, they went to Usha. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, not only do I not hold like the Chachamim, who say that there is Tumas Maga, but this, anybody that she touched is perfect. Bala Nichnas Lahechol Umaktir Ketoris. Her husband could go and win the lottery and bring the Ketoris that day. Why Dafka that imagery? We'll talk about it soon. But either way, that is all the Brisa. Let's just finish the question. Bish l'mal Rav Chisda, hayne d'batari Rabban. According to Rav Chisda, this Brisa is perfect. That's what this Brisa is saying. What's the cutoff point between period 2 and period 3? Enough time that you can go off the bed. That's the cutoff point according to Rav Chisda. But according to Rav Ashi, it's the same time period. Elul Rav Ashi, amay matari Rabbanan. According to Rav Ashi, why do the Rabbanan say tahor? There's no boel nida, right? Even if she could go down from the mita, right? According to Rav Ashi, even if she could go out from the mita, it's the same time period as the other one. So v'chi tema de ein aid biyada. And if you want to say this is referring to a case where she doesn't have an aid in her hand, hi ein biyada v'eid aid biyada mi boile. So the Gemara shouldn't have that distinction, like he explained it. So Kasha, no answer to that question. Period. 2 points. Number one is, just to review, Boal Nida is one of the Avos HaTumos. One of the Avos HaTumos. Which, if you look at the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, right, the first parak lichs all of the Avos HaTumos, min hakal el hachomor. From the lightest, right, the first Mishnah lists all the lightest Tumas, and it goes through different reasons why it's tameh. The first, the lowest level of avodas tumos are asheretz and shechva zera and tameh meis, right? And somebody who's tameh for meis, hara elam tameh and elam b'maga, all of these b'maga, klicheres ba'avir, and they're not tameh b'masa. If I carry a sheretz without touching it, I am not tameh. And shechva zera, by the way, just getting back, I looked it up, right? You asked yesterday about the shear of shechva zera. It's what we said. Shechva zera, in order to be tameh someone else, that needs a shear. But in order to be metabe, the person, midin ro'eh, there's no shear. There's no shear. That's what that's quoted in the Yevakesh Das. The Yevakesh Das, there's a 10-page Hagdama, I think it's from the Tiferes Yisrael, on Seder Taurus. All the Achronim on Mishnayos have a Hagdama to Taurus. Obviously the Rambam, but also the Bar Tanura, and so look in the Yevakesh Das, so he quotes there, in Os Tezai, in Shechva Zera Ketzad, ro'eh keri, O ba'al isha, dino rak kinogeya ba, she'eno rak rishon, rak de shi'ura binogeya bika'adasha, alva shi'ura baroe bekal shehu. Says it explicitly. He said that the Rashi and Arayva that say maybe you need enough in order to be chosem the piha'ama, meaning it's a little more than a drop, but either way it's a very small shear for the roe, but for nogeya, it is a adasha the size of a lentil seed. Okay, so there is a difference in shear regarding Shechva Zera. But anyway, continuing, so if you look in the Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, so Mishnah Gimel, lamala mehen, above the avos atumos of Nevela, which is also a Batalia B'masa, is a Boel Nida. A Boel Nida is not only an Isser Karis. If he doesn't amaze it when he knows that she's a Nida, or and he's Chayav Achata Sipishogig, but a Boel Nida becomes Tameh. Lamal Mehen, Boel Nida. Shehu Metameh? What is a Boel Nida Metameh? Shehu Metameh Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. What does that mean? Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. That means if a Znida or a Zava touches something above her, then she's Matamiyat Nogeya. Right? It's Tumas Naga. Only if she sits on it, does it have the special status of a Mishkaf. A Boel Nida, if a Boel Nida sits on something, he does not create Mishkaf. There's no Mishkaf Boel Nida. But, if he sits on something, he makes it Tameh, even if he sits on 10 mattresses. The bottom one is Tameh, the princess and the Pialacha. Right? Boel Nida is Matameh, even if he's not touching it. That's what it means here. Shehu metame mishkaf tachton, his mishkaf tachton, even 10 lower down, is a rishon, ki elyon, like the elyon of Anida, anything that she carries is also a rishon. That's that lashon. Metame mishkaf tachton ki elyon. In the point ha'ara of the Mishnah Achrona here, and of the Gra here as well, when we have all of these chumras in Avos Atumas, it doesn't mean that it has every chumas compared to the previous ones. It could be more makel in one way from the previous, and more machra in another way. For example, there's no tumas masa by a Boel Nida. Somebody carries a Boel Nida, or mace it to Boel Nida without touching it, so that he's not going to become tameh. Even though the previous nevela, which is more makel, if you carry nevela, it is tameh. Mishum, so it's not all chumras, but that's the halach of a Boel Nida. Shum takti mishkav tachton ke'elyon for 7 days. For 7 days. We're going to have an amazing Havamina later on in this Masechta. Maybe a Boel Nida should just go by a Nida. If Nida is in her fourth day of being a Nida, so maybe he should only be tummy for 3 days. How could it be worse than her? What's called Yawa Laragla. So we say Kamashvalan doesn't happen. Even if it's on her last day of Nida, he's tummy for 7 days. Okay, anyway, that is the Halacha Boel Nida, which we have this Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim about. But the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know what, this person could even go give Taurus in the Hechel. Why Dafka that imagery? So I saw quoted in a few places the Sefer Pnei Aryeh, who says that you might have said that the only reason I say Tahar is because it's in Rishus Arabim and Savik Toma Rishus Arabim Tahar. So his chiddush is that no. Even if it's in Rishus HaYachid, it's in the Heichal, and he's bringing the Ketores, and there's nobody there. Sometimes you say three people are called the Rishus HaRabim. Everybody has to be Poresh Min HaUlam HaMizbeach during Shas HaKetores HaKetores. So nobody's there, and it's in the Heichal, so it's Rishus HaYachid. Still, I'll say you could do it, because that's the emphasis of the Heichal. Lomer Shemayit HaKetores Mufurish B'Mishav HaKelim Shepisat HaKetora Poresh HaMatzibar Makam HaKetora Ulefizah K'Rishus HaYachid B'Lachadish Shafila B'Rishus HaYachid Harayu Ketahor. That is the emphasis saying this is really, even in Rosh Hashayachid, it's going to be Tahor. Okay, we continue now. Two dots. Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakkai, Omer. Bala Nechaz Lehech, Olam Agdo Gdores. How could he say this? What about the regular din of going back 24 hours? Meis la'eis. Or going back to the Bedika. Remember the first mission in the Masechta. They have the basic din. We're not Mika like Shammai. Dayan Shaitan. We're not Machber like Hillel. But at least the Chachamim. So, answer. Hudamar Kishamai. Yeah, he must all like Shammai. Da'amar Kalanashim Dayan Shaitan. Right, this sheet of the Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Yochanan Zakkai, must hold like Shammai's opinion of Dayan Shaitan. V'tepik lei. Da'have. By the way, why didn't the Gemara ask? Aye. Beishamai b'makam beisila ina mishno. We just had that earlier, because this is not Beishamai. It's a Shammai. Shammai and Hillel are different than Beishamai and Beis Hillel. I have a tape lay to have a Balkari. Sorry? Right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Shammai, Shammai and Hillel were Bizman and Mikdash. Right, they were earlier. So a tape lay to have a Balkari. So I, maybe, at least he's, maybe he's a Balkari. If it was a Baal Nida, Balkari, so he's at least tummy for a day. Right, Balkari, so how could he be Nichnas LaMikdash? Bishlo Gomar Biyaso. He wasn't Gomer his Bia, he never was Mashke Zera. He had Ha'ara, he had a Tchilas Maisa Bia, which is enough for Tumas Bo'al Nida, but there is no Tumas Bo'al Nida here in this case, there's only Chashash, but for Shechva Zera, he didn't have Shechva Zera, so therefore, there was no tumah for Shekh Vazer. Shekh Vazer is only metame a man when it comes out. That's the Rashi. Rashi says b'shlo gamar biyaso v'yafilo hachi l'rebi akiva metame zbola te ha'ara benida kigmar bia. Because in terms of tumas bo'al nida, that could apply right away, even by tchilas bia. But sof bia is required for Tumas Shekh Vazera, and therefore that did not happen here. Again, there are many halachas throughout Shas. What's Tali and Tchilas Bia, what's Tali and Sof Bia? Yeah?
Just to say that use that for everything we've been saying until now. I'm wondering also.
You have to use what?
Why don't we say that the woman herself, she's coming also from.
That's a good question. Is the woman telling me from Shekh Vazera? Is it carry? It's inside. That's the Gemara's going to talk about later on, because that is an internal touch. That's an internal touch. So the question is she tummy mishum nogeya? She has a bigger issue here. We're talking about her nida status, which has to do with whether she touched something. If she's only tummy mishum shechva zera, she can't be mitami anything. Remember, because shechva zera is an av, it makes her a rishon, and then a rishon is mitami ochlen umashkin, but that's it, not kalim.
Right, but we're talking here about
right, okay, I'm saying, but that's we're worried about a bigger issue right now. Worried about a bigger issue. So you're right, in all the cases, if we could, I guess you could ask the same thing. I'm saying for new, because we don't know when this took place, this might have been even previously she was Tameh. That's why we're our issue. You're right, in all the cases, if you might have asked, what about the Shekh Vazera Tumah? So you have to say, in all those cases, there was a Shekh Vazera. But we're asking a larger Tumah, and more important Tumah that creates tumah for 7 days if it was a Baal Nida, not just Shekh Vazera. So it's a more serious issue the Gemara has been dealing with. Okay, two dots. Modem Chachamim Rabbi Akiva Baruch Kesem. The end of the Mishnah had said, the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Akiva that if it's in period 3, there's no tumas Baal Nida, but if she finds a Kesem, which is what we spoke about a lot last night, if she finds a kesem, that is metame as baala. Because then we assume, again, ironically, ksamim, which don't make her a nida daraisa, it's only nida darabanan, but we know this kesem came from sometime earlier, it's not right now, so therefore, it would be metame as baala going backwards. Again, it's all a chashash. Metame as baala, the man is tummy for 7 days, no carbon. So, he has to act metame for 7 days. Right, so that's the only issue. Umodim chachamim, the only afkamina might be, like we mentioned last night, would he make a bracha on his tefillah b'mikveh after 7 days? That was a machlokas we had, achronim, if a woman is just tamei mishum ksamim, which is all a suffix. Once Chazal say that you have to hold tumah, so maybe that's good enough to make a bracha, v'ala tefillah. That was the discussion of the b'ikveh atzon that we had a little bit last night. Okay, umodim chachamim rekiv rokasim, amar rav. What does it mean that we admit lemafreya v'Rebbe Meir hi? Even lemafreya, we have to say that you see a kesem, it must be back. She was a nida like Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir was. Rebbe Meir was machmir b'ksamim. We had Rebbe Meir shita earlier on daf hey. The Rebbe Meir was machmir b'ksamim. So Rebbe Meir shita. That's Rav. Ushmuel amar mikana lahaba. No, it just means mukana lahaba. Forget what I just said. Mikana labo, we have to treat her like, we have to treat him, if he is with her now, as she is a nida, even though he only found the kesem, we're abundant here, we're not so machmer by ksamim. The Gemara says, Mikana labo pshita. It's pretty obvious. We know there's a concept of ksamim. Mikana labo, she's called a nida, based on the kesem. So you say, might not say no. No, ma'u detema ho'alu me'es le'es durabanan. V'ksamim durabanan. Since we know the whole going back in time is durabanan. From me'es le'es. And ksamim is durabanan. Ma me'es le'es lo matame es bo'ala. Just like going back in time, we're not matame es bo'ala. Af ksamim lo matame es bo'ala. Maybe for the gzera of ksamim, which is all durabanan, maybe chachamim did not have as part of that a gzera on the bo'ala. Right, we don't, for her, we'll treat her as a nida, midrabana mishum l'ksamim, but maybe the din of Tumas Boal Nida doesn't apply. They didn't institute that as part of their din drabanan. Kamash Malan, we say they did on a drabanan level. Ve'ema hachanami, then we say, but maybe it's true. Maybe we should say they didn't institute it. Maybe we should say it's like going back. Just like Me'is Leis is Drabanan, there's no Tumas Boel, so to Mikana Lahaba, there shouldn't be Tumas Boel. So Mar says, no, Hasam, Ein Shar Shachet Lefanecha, Hacha Yeshar Shachet Lefanecha. Over there, there's an ox shechet in front of you. That means it's clear. Over here, it's not clear. What does this mean? Machlokas Rashi Ritva. Which direction is this going in? Rashi says it means, by Me'is Leis, you totally don't know. You don't know when this Kesem came. If it was there before or after, that's why. There's no shar shachal fanach. It's not clear. And therefore, you have to be makel. There's no tumas spol nita. But here, right now, you have the kesem. You see that she came from her, we assume. So that's shar shachal fanach. That's why we can be more machmir on a drabanan level. Remember, it's only a drabanan level. The Ritva says basically the same idea, but the opposite. In the past, the shar shachal fanach, we know she has a cheskes tara. And that's the shar shachal lefanecha. And that's why we are not metame bo'ala in the past, because she is shar shachal lefanecha. She has a cheskes tara. Mashein kein, by going to the future, this ain't shar shachal lefanecha. Right? Meaning there's no chazaka right now because she has a kesem here. There's no chazaka here. So therefore, we have to be machmir. The Ritva says, he quotes Rashi also, and he says it's the same idea. Same idea, just a question of how to darshan, how to interpret the Gemara. Okay. Finishing up, good. Says the Mishnah, all women are becheskas tara to their husbands. We assume there's a cheskas tara, unless we know otherwise. Cheskas tara. Rashi, below bedika. Shelo huzkara bedika elala suka betaris. As Rashi has said 10 times already, all these bedikas before Bia to make sure, to check, that it's only Basuka Bataris. But normally we say, for her husband, she's Becheskas Tara. She's Becheskas Tara. Good. Habanya. Oh, wait. See the Gemara. Haban min haderech, nishay alem Becheskas Tara. Even if he comes from the road, let's see, he comes back from a trip, does he have to ask her, or could he just be with her? Becheskas Tara labalayan. That's what the Mishnah says. We'll have to see what the limitations are, but that is Becheskas Tara. Good. Says the Gemara, what does the second line of the Mishnah add? The first line tells me, Becheskas Tara. What does the second line add? Salka daita chamina. Hani mi lehecha di'isa b'masa. I might have thought Becheskas Tara only applies while the husband's around in the city. To Ramya anafshi ubatka, where she's focusing on it. She knows, I might be with my husband tonight, I gotta make sure that I'm still tahora. So she's not mesiach das. She knows what's going on with her body. Aval hecha delesa b'masa, but where the husband's not home. Delo ramia nafsha, where she's not focused on it. Lo, I might say she does not have a cheskas tara. Kamash balan, she does anyway. Period.
So here we're not talking about taras.
So here we're not talking about taras.
She'd be checking out anyway.
What? No, we're not talking about taras. Exactly. We're not talking about taras. Cheskas tara lo ba'alehen. That's what, like Rashi says, because she would be checking anyway. Correct. Reish Lakish, be sure Rabbi Yehuda Nisi'a. Reish Lakish says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nisi'a. Vihu sheba umatza betok yemei yonasa. This is only, when do we say if the husband comes back and finds her, he doesn't have to worry, and he could assume she's tahora. That's only betok yemei yonasa. What does that mean? It means, it's not the time that she should have gotten her period again. It's before that time. He was away for 3 days. And he knows she went to the mikvah 2 days before he left. Meaning, it's within that time. That's when we could assume. Betokhi meyonasa. First Rashi. Lamid yom. L're'iyah. What's Yimei Onasa? This gets into the Onabainis discussion. 30 days, L'Re'iya. But after that, Baya Bedika, Hol V'stam Nashim Chazin L'Salfona. But if it's after that, then we could assume that she became a Nida, and we don't know if she unbecame the Nida, right? So therefore, we say that that would not work. The din of the Mishnah says Reish Lakish, in the name of Reb Yudah Nasiya, Cheskas Tara only applies Bitoch Yimei Onasa. Let's continue a little bit, and then, you know what? No, let's say it now. Ritva right here. The Ritva says is a Beferish Ritva, a discussion that we had a week ago, but amongst the poskim, and the Ritva says it explicitly here. The Ritva says not only like Rashi that if it's within the 30 days, but let's say there's a woman that always sees less than 32 days, but she doesn't have a Vesa Kavua. Sometimes 31, sometimes 29, sometimes this. Says the Ritva, as long, it's Beferish in the Ritva right here, the Rashba. As long as she, it's within that time period, Cheskas Tara. And therefore, we assume that she did not see, even if she does not have a Ves Kavua. Says the Ritva right here. Pirish Onasa, hu azman shebein re'iyah l're'iyah. V'stam beinin is lamed yom. But then he continues. Ela shepa'amim makdim o ma'acher, v'osu zman shebein tayim, shehu barer lo, v'yodeya shalom hikdima bo, v'zeo sha'amru kan, shematza betoch, kamash malon doch lo chayshina, shemetakta matira bo, shalokim in haga. You don't think she's going to see earlier. This was the huge issue that we discussed a couple of days ago, and that is a woman. A woman always has a re'iyah. She has a re'iyah 33 plus. That's her cycle. 33 plus. She doesn't have a Ves Kavua. Sometimes she has 33, sometimes 35, sometimes other times. But she never sees, she has three times in a row, she sees 33 plus. Does she have to check, does she have to do a check during Onabainis, which is 30, 31, whatever, 30 or 31. Does she have to do a check? So says Rav Moshe, no. Says Rav Moshe in a tshuva, no, based on a Trumas Hadeshen, who says a woman who has never sees till 14 l'sfirasa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that Trumas Hadeshen, and the Rav Moshe is makel that way. Says if you look in the footnotes here, he quotes in the Masada Rav Kook Ritva in the back, he has Biurim. So in Biurim Simin Yud Dalet, he quotes. He says the poskim did not know this Ritva, but this Ritva is Beferish. It's Beferish that it's Cheskas Tara. Cheskas Tara, Toch Yimei Onasa, even if a woman doesn't have a Cheskas Vadai. So he says, L'kushta demilsa, nirish, din zehu sugi mefureshes, l'fi pirsha ritva benida. And he says, that's the Rav Moshe, he quotes on Sidre Tara. But he says, it's Beferish, this, l'fi zebor, the hechad yika Cheskas Tara, ein makam l'chush lo'on and bainness. So it's a Beferish ritva. One should be aware that other poskim do not agree. Rabbi Forrest quotes in volume 1 of his Sefer on Nida, he quotes on page 310, that there are poskim that are against. He quotes, almost all poskim disagree. They condemn that she is subject to onabeninus since she has no set day on which to expect her period. So what? That she, there's no such thing as a vest for less than 33 days. They're not into that. They say she's still a woman who has a vest, she's a kavua, who has to check the onabeninus. He quotes this from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and others. A woman who never, and he says Lumdis-wise, he quotes Lumdis, again we don't have time for it right now, but look in the, there's a footnote 63 here, where he quotes Lumdis. There's a difference between a woman who doesn't have a Veskavua, on the one hand, she's not choshes that she's supposed to see, but it doesn't establish as strong of a vest that you wouldn't have to check the onabedis. Okay, you can look at it here, but he quotes others, but it's Beferish Ritva. It's Beferish Ritva right here in Nida. Daf Tesvav. Okay.
It's enough that three times that she, or does it have to be like ever that she never,
Does it have to be ever or three times? I don't remember in the Tshuva. I think it's three times. I think it's three times that she establishes it. Okay, Vaiter Amar Rav Huna Lo Shanu El Shein La Ves. When does this whole thing apply? That if she comes back betoch, if she doesn't have a ves kavua, but liyesh la ves aser l'shamish. If she has a ves, it's aser. The Gemara says klapi laya. She be just the opposite. Adaraba ifcha mistavra ein la ves, ein la ves should be more chamor. Ein b'chazoi, maybe she saw yesh la ves, ves is kaviole. If she has a ves, then there shouldn't be a worry. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Modify eli imar hachi imar. This is what Rav Huna meant to say. This is what our version of Rav Huna now is. Amar Rav Huna lo shanu ela shalohi giyash as ves. Right, only if the time for the vest didn't happen, that's what we assume, she's b'cheskas tara. Avol higia shas vesta asura. But if it already came the time for a vest, asur kesavar vestos de oraisa. Because of the svara of vestos de oraisa. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, halacha lamoshe misinai. The mechaskinu labatom asafik. The concept of vestos, this is the major discussion on tomorrow's daf. Vesas Daraisa, Vesas Darabanan. Rashi says Vesas Daraisa is based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Barachana Amar, Afilu Igiyashas Vesnam. You know, even if the time of the Ves came Muteris, she's still Muteris. She has to check. But that's only Chesaber Vestas Drabanan. The concept that a woman establishes a cycle and we have to be worried about that she might see, and if she didn't check, maybe she did see, that is a Drabanan Chash. And that is Rabbi Bar Chana. How could he argue on a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? So that's the Maariv Chayis right here discusses that. It must be that they're not arguing about Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, they're arguing about Chazakas. 3 and 2. We can look there in the Maariv Chayis because he is a believer of that Rambam that you can't have machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai.
Is Rav Huna saying different than what Rish Lakish said then? Rish Lakish said it's if you're within the Ona suffered, which is, I know it's the...
That's right, within the Ona. And then he's saying, right, similar, right, well, you can look at Rashi explains what the addition is. Lo shanu, second Rashi, dechimatza tochi meyonasa lo baye bedika. When we say that if you find tochi meyonasa, she doesn't do it, need a bedika, during tochi meyonasa, that's only tochves, but aceves, it's similar, they're building on each other. Right, what's the difference between one and the other? We'll research it. Okay. Rav Ashi Masnihachi. This is what Rav Ashi said. Following. Am Rav Huna. This is Rav Ashi's version of Rav Huna. Lo shanu el she'en laves liyamim el yesh lavetzes liyamim ulekvitzes. When do we say, a more chomer opinion, when do we say becheskes tara, even if the vest came, fila higiyeis vest, according to Rabbi Bar Chana, according to that last, right, the more makel opinion, that's only if she has a vestas hamurkav for kfitzos and for yamim. Dekiva de b'maisa tal yamil. So since the vestas tali on an action, ema lo kafetz v'lo chazoi. Maybe she didn't jump and she didn't see. Aval yesh la vest liyamim asur l'shamish k'saver vestas daraisa. But if she has a vest, that is asur, vestas daraisa. Right, a more chamor approach version of Rav Ashi. Rabbi Bar Chana Amar, Afilu yesh lo vest liyamim. No, even if a vest liyamim mutaris k'saver vestas drabanan, we could assume that whether she did a bedika or we don't have to assume vaday that it came. It's a chashash l'chachila vestos drabanan. Period. Okay, that's the end of that section. Again, Mati, we'll talk more tomorrow about the difference between Rav Huna and the Reish Lakish and Rav Huna. According to the different versions of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Shmuel, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Isha sheyesh la vest, baila machashev yimei vesto baaleha. A woman who has a vest, the husband can be machashev what the days of her vest are, and as long as he calculates that it's not the days of her vest, it's afterwards, and he could be boel her and live with her right when he comes home. Machashev vesta uba aleha. Rashi says, Imsha baderech, shiva yamim, achar vest. We could assume that she went to the mikvah, and he doesn't have to ask her. That's the issue. The Ritva quotes the Yerushalmi from here that she should not delay the tefillah. Tefillah bizmana mitzvah, she should not delay the tefillah, even if her husband is not home. That's what Yerushalmi says, big discussion in Lamaisa, whether that's true or not. If the husband's not going to be home for 2 days, he's on a business trip, which shouldn't happen. The husband should always be home the night that the woman has to go to the mikvah. But let's say a crazy circumstance, he cannot be home. Then there's a big shiloh whether she should go to the mikvah or not. It's always a good idea. Get to Hora, as fast as possible. You don't have to run into problems. Does the issue with Tefillah Bezman and Mitzvah apply? That's a good question, but not for now. So the Rabbi Yochanan says that if she has a vest, the husband could assume that she went to the mikvah at the proper time. Amalei Rav Shmuel bar Yeba l'Rebbe Abba. Amar Rav Yochanan afilu yalda. Even a young girl, debeziza l'mitbal. Meaning sometimes if she's young, she's like a little embarrassed, and she needs the prodding of her husband to be convinced to go to the mikvah. So maybe that's the Rav case. He shouldn't assume that she went to the mikvah. Amalei. He says that. What do you mean? Atu vade rasa mi Amar Rav Yochanan. Are we talking about a case where vade, she was a nida? We don't know. She could have become an Ida. She should have been removed herself from being an Ida. So, Ema Adam Rabbi Yochanan, when does Rabbi Yochanan say you could rely and not even ask her? It's always a good idea to ask. But when can we rely not? Ema Adam Rabbi Yochanan, Safik Rasa, Safik Lo Rasa. If there was a Safik, whether she ever became an Ida in the first place. The Im Tim Saloma Rasa, and even if she did, Ema Tavla. So you have the double Safik. right? Maybe she didn't become a Nida, and even if she did, maybe she's no longer a Nida. And that's the case where you can rely on it. Ava Vade Rasa, Miyama de Tavla. But if she was Vade, if he left his wife when she was in a state of Nida, then he must ask her, right? Havale Vade, Havale, right? It's Safek. Vade rasa miyema de tavla, havali safik vadai. Vein safik motzi mide vadai. And then the safik cannot be motzi mide vadai. So therefore, that is what we say. By the way, this Gemara, the Achronim point out, seems to be a raya that b'makom svek sveka, you do not have to be mevarer, even if it's possible to be mevarer. That is a big discussion in the Achronim, Shev Shmaitza and others. But here, let's see the case of safik nida. Safik, you don't know if she was a Nida, and even if she was, maybe she went to the mikvah. Svek sveka. Why did you just ask her? Right? You don't have to ask her? The answer is you don't have to ask her. Svek sveka, mutter, even if efshel avarer. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. So, the Gemara, though, ended up in saying, because ain't something, most of them vadai, if it's a case of vadei re'iya. So now we get into that general topic. The law, is that really true? That ain't something, most of them vadai, v'atanya. The Brisa tells us, a chaver, a Talmud Chacham died, and he left a basket of fruit. And you don't know whether Trumas and Maisos were taken off yet. Afilu ein b'nei yoman, even if they were taken off today, even if they were cut today, harin b'cheskas misukadim, you assume the chaver right away had taken off, done the proper hafrashos. Ayv yahacha, vade tevel, suffig musar, suffig enu musar. There's a case of vade tevel, and suffig whether it was removed. V'kasi suffig emotzi b'dei vadei. Right, it's something motzi b'devadai. So how could we say ain't something motzi b'devadai? Answer: no. Hasam vadei uvadehu. Two answers. Either there is vadei uvadai. Why? Kedur Rav Chanina Chozaa. Damer Rav Chanina Chozaa. Chazaka al chaver sheinu motzi mitachas yado davar sheinu mesukan. Even though he died, still there's a chazaka that he took care of it immediately as he was taking them, picking them. So therefore, it's vadei uvadai. So vadei that hafrasha was done. Or b'vayseima the other way, safik v'safiku. Or it's a suffix and a suffix. Kid Rav Oshia. Tam Rav Oshia, as Rav Oshia says, Ma'ar imadim al tvuaso machis v'mot shala, kadesh tehe behemto ocheles ubuturim en amayser. There's a way to get your produce into your house without having a chiyuv of tumas amayseris. If you take it in with its chaff on, you don't do meruach, you don't do the normal processing in the field and then bring it into your house, but if you bring it in through with its motes, with its chaff on, then you do not have a chiyuv. That's why, so again, it's a suffix and a suffix. Why did it say, Kadesh Tehe Behemto Ocheles? Why Behemto? Because once you bring it into your house, we know that halachi is at least on a drabbanon level, a person is not allowed to eat achilas keva, unless he is mafresh. Achilas arai, he can, but achilas keva is a problem. Animals eating, animal consumption is always called achilas arai, says Rashi, and that's why he says, you bring it in, Kadesh Tehe Behemto Ocheles. Rashi says, Alachi Nachar Behemto, Ti Ilu, Amachal Adam, Lomotzi Lomemer Hachi. Dinami Lomachayev Daraisa, Rabbanan Gazar, Alachilas Keva. Afilu Badavish Alonigra Malachto. And that's why he wanted to say something that was totally mutter. Achilas Behema is always called Bekeva Shala Arai Chashavla, and that's why he says, you want to bring it in, so your animal can eat it. Achilas Arai, that's why it says, that's why it says that. Tosfos discusses this. One final point we'll leave you with this, and that is a huge chiddush of Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted right here in the bottom of the Tosfos Arash. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, it's five lines for the bottom in my edition, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no, to behemta lavdafka, is lavdafka behema. The afilu hu atzmo shor lechem minu keva. Even he could eat keva. What? There are gemaras all over the place that a person cannot eat achilas keva. Aye, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's only when the Rabbanan say a person cannot eat achilas keva, even if there's not chayv Jews and Maisos yet, that's only if in the future we could foresee that it's going to lead to a chi of Daraisa. Means out in the field, if you then bring it in properly, so then it's going to lead to a chi of Daraisa. But where you've already brought it into your house with the chaff on, it'll never get to a chi of Daraisa, so then even a person could eat achilas keva. Unbelievable chiddush of Rabbeinu Ephraim. We don't paskin this way, but that is an important sheet to know. A collector's edition, collector's item. Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Tosfos Arash, you need the Daf Tezvav. Chiddush about Achilas Keva only applying when there is a possibility of a Daraisa in the future. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we get into Vestas Daraisa, Vestas Drabanan, other issues that come up on tomorrow's Daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Kol B'nei Shemayim, Chutz B'Yir Shemayim. It's on tomorrow's Daf. Okay.